Good morning to you and to all those who tune in to watch or listen to the press briefing every morning. Also accompanying us here today, we have Alberto González Casals, director of the International Press Center. We want to congratulate him and the center staff who develop a very important work here. Today, the International Press Center celebrates its 41st anniversary. For the past several days and weeks now, they have hosted the daily media briefings on the COVID-19. So thanks and congratulations to all the workers of the International Press Center. Our congratulations also to all fathers. Today is a happy day. We recently celebrated Mother's Day also, and just as we did then, we advised people to stay home, celebrate with their family, and maybe with a close friend who lives nearby, but without traveling long distances. We advise you also, while you celebrate, to observe physical distancing rules. It is a happy day for all Cubans. I bring a present today for all fathers, mothers, and actually for all of us. I bring a present today for all fathers, mothers, and for all of us, actually. My present is the news that there were no new deaths from COVID-19 in our country over the past 24 hours. One more day with no death. Also, there were just 3 new confirmed cases, which further demonstrates everything that we've been able to accomplish with a coordinated effort by all Cubans, the party, our government, and the actions adopted in all the territories across the country. Congratulations to all. Today we have 259 patients hospitalized, 12 of them under surveillance. 125 are suspected cases and 122 are laboratory confirmed cases. These are the active cases we have today, 122, one of the lowest figures we've had. We have 502 people under surveillance in primary healthcare. These are people running different clinical or epidemiological risks. Yesterday, a total of 2,352 samples were studied, 764 at the molecular biology labs of the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute. Also, the provincial hygiene, epidemiology, and microbiology labs processed a number of samples, 525 here in Havana, 282 in Santiago de Cuba, and 235 in Villa Clara. The molecular biology lab of the Hermanos Amey Heiras Hospital processed 358 samples, and the Center for Generic Engineering and Biotechnology, 188. Of the 2,352 samples studied, 3 turned out to be positive, representing 0.13% of the total number of samples analyzed. I reiterate, this is the lowest case incidence rate we've had regarding the number of samples analyzed in a single day. As we've done before, and we want to clarify this because there are some who say that we are not performing tests in all provinces, Naturally, Havana was the province where the largest number of samples were studied yesterday, 1,513. But for instance, in Pinar del Río, 30 samples were analyzed yesterday. Also in Mayabeque, a small province, 104 samples were studied. In Matanzas, 164 tests were conducted yesterday. In Santiago de Cuba, there were 113, 74 in Holguín, 68 in Camagüey, Ciego de Ávila with 46 tests, and so on. I can assure you that samples from all these territories were analyzed yesterday, despite the fact that many of those territories have not had new confirmed cases for over a month now. The aim of the tests in those territories is to identify any possible case that might still exist there, or any infected person who might have arrived there from somewhere else. This way, in our country, a total of 151,164 samples have been studied, 2,312 of which were positive for COVID-19, representing 1.5%. The three new cases diagnosed yesterday are Cuban, and they are all contacts of previously confirmed patients. The country accumulates 2,010 cases who were contacts of previously confirmed cases, that is 88.5% of all COVID-19 patients diagnosed in Cuba are contacts of previously confirmed cases. There are still 99 cases in which the source of the virus has not been determined yet, representing 4.3% of the total. And in the case of 161 patients, the source of infection was traced abroad, representing 7.1%. The three new cases confirmed yesterday are female patients. We can speak now of a balance. Of the total of cases in Cuba, 1,147 are female patients, representing 49.6%, and 1,165 cases were male patients, accounting for 50.4%. All three new patients diagnosed yesterday were asymptomatic. Since the emergence of the first cases here in Cuba, 1,250 patients have been asymptomatic at the time they were diagnosed. They represent 54.1% of all confirmed cases. This rate continues to rise. As we said before, this rate has increased, particularly over the past 15 days. Of the 139 new confirmed cases in our country over the past 15 days, 113, that is 81.3%, were asymptomatic at the time they were diagnosed. You can easily see the difference. Over the past 15 days, 81.3% of new diagnosed cases were asymptomatic, compared to 51.4% of all the confirmed cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Of the new cases, two are in the age group between 20 and 60, and one belongs to the age group 60 and over. A total of 249 child patients have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in our country since the beginning of the pandemic. 231 of them have been discharged from hospital, representing 92.8%. All three new cases diagnosed yesterday are from Havana. The case incidence rate per province over the past 15 days is as follows: Havana with 6.09% and Matanzas with 0.28% per 100,000 inhabitants. These are the two territories with confirmed cases over the past several days. In both cases, the rates are below yesterday's figures. As our population knows, 13 provinces and the special municipality of the Isle of Youth have not reported new cases over the past several days. As we explained a few days ago, many of those territories have not had new cases for more than 30 to 40 days now. We've been following closely the reports in the Cuban media on the daily meetings of the National Group on COVID-19, which is presided over by our president, with the participation also of our prime minister and the deputy prime ministers. In those virtual meetings, each and every territory reports on the progression of the pandemic locally. There are also the news reports generated in those territories which have implemented phase one of the first stage of the post-COVID-19 recovery plan. They are now experiencing a relaxation of some of their restrictions. Let me tell you that some of the restrictions are here to stay, like the use of face masks in crowds and in places with high concentration of people. Of the 2,312 COVID-19 cases diagnosed in our country, 122 remain hospitalized. Of these 122 active cases we have today, 121 are progressing favorably. This is another positive indicator. More than 99% of the confirmed hospitalized patients over the past several days have remained clinically stable. We always lament the death of 85 patients in our country since the beginning of the pandemic, for a case fatality rate of 3.68%. Cuba is placed 18th among the 35 countries in the region of the Americas regarding the case incidence rate. In yet another positive indicator, yesterday, 32 patients were discharged from hospital. These are 32 people who were infected with COVID-19 and have progressed favorably. In all cases, the real-time PCR test performed after they completed the treatment turned out negative. These people will now observe a 14-day quarantined period at home. They were all discharged from hospital yesterday. This way, a total of 2,103 patients, representing 91% of all cases diagnosed in our country, have been discharged from hospital. Some are still observing the necessary movement restriction rules in their homes, while others have now returned to their normal daily activities. Today, we have one patient in critical condition, the one we've been reporting about in the past few days. She is at the Salvador Allende Hospital. Despite being in critical condition, doctors reported that she is hemodynamically stable. As expected, our doctors are using all their accumulated experience and the available medicines. They are doing their very best to try to save this patient's life. This was the information we had for you today about the progression of the COVID-19 here in Cuba. Thank you.